Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, stick with tradition there, even though it's all evil now. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 15th day of June, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 67 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 74 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we get a little extra work done outside today. I'm trying to mow the lawn again. It's incredible. It's just raining enough so the goddamn fucking grass is going to grow. I'll cut it this time, and they'll probably shut the fucking water off. I mean, right when I cut it, but we'll see. Damn them. Let's see what we're going to jump into here first. Kansas seized $21 million from people over the past 2 years. Most were never convicted of a crime. And you want it blatant, you want it right in your face, and just like the pedophilia we talked about at the end of the program yesterday, here it is. I mean, you cannot fucking deny these violations of the highest law of this fucking land. Gross violations, treason and sedition. It is absolute. Well, we'll talk about it when we get back.
It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same story, same old song and
thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, let's take a look at the fifth article of the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Ratified by We the People Law of the United States of these Americas. I mean the goddamn absolute law of this land. The highest law. There is no higher. Let's look at the fifth article. What's it say here under the fifth article? No person shall... we don't need that. We're just going to go down here. I mean there's many clauses in it. Life shall be compelled to be witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Well, this is what we're talking about here with this asset forfeiture fucking bullshit. Is it a violation of that law? Are they taking fucking... from the people, from the individual free sovereign national, are they taking their goddamn property without due process of the law? Abso-fucking-lutely. They'll tell you they are. But they're doing, see, they're doing it under the 14th Amendment where you're just a goddamn subject. So it's not really your property. I mean, this is the game they are fucking playing with you. But you have the goddamn law in your fucking hand. This is the fucking law that the guns ended up putting in place. This is the law that you have to enforce if you want to be free and you want to have liberty and you want to be able to own something that somebody else can't just fucking take with a fucking gun because they can afford to hire mercenaries with the money they've already stolen from you. Anyway, let's go on ahead with this. Kansas seized $21 million from people over the past 2 years. Most were never convicted of a crime. And a part of that due process of the law is to be convicted of a crime. You cannot be punished until you are convicted of a crime. That's why when fucking Trumpy said, we'll take the guns, then we'll give the due process. Either he's a motherfucking retard who doesn't understand what due process means. It means you have to go through the process before you can get to the end of the process and get the fucking jurisdiction to take the action. It doesn't mean you just got to throw it in there somewhere, some kind of due process. Well, the due process is I point the gun at you, you give me the fucking shit. How about that? No, the due process is outlined quite well in the fucking Bill of Rights, in the fucking common law for the United States of these Americas. It is outlawed fucking perfect. I mean, it's outlawed. It's outlined perfectly. And are they doing it? Hell no. They're fucking, let's look at it. Law enforcement in Kansas raked in $21 million through civil asset forfeiture over the past 2 years, according to a report released this week by the Americans for Prosperity Foundation. Really? The report, drawing on a new state database, found that Kansas police seized $21.3 million from people in the state between July 2019 and the end of 2021. Of those cases, less than one quarter of the owners have been convicted of a crime. So that means one quarter of them have had their fucking assets. They have had their property taken from them without due process of law in direct violation of the fifth article of the fucking Bill of Rights. And then, and because they're acting like they have the authority to do this, that is the violation of the ninth article. This is this fraudulent fucking government from the top to the fucking bottom because it is a corporation and it cannot be a corporation. It can never be made. The ninth article says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall never be conscrewed to deny or disparage the others retained by we the people. They're doing, I mean, they talked about that being, those are rights that ain't written down. We were so worried about that. Fuck, they're fucking violating the ones that are written right there in front of their fucking face. The highest law in this land. And there's no, well, how come money ain't being arrested, George? Well, because the people are the ones that fucking made that law. That's the people's law. That's our autonomy. And we have to enforce it. We have to do the arresting. We have to do the convicting and we have to do the fucking hanging. And if they take the fucking courts away and try to fucking strong arm us, we have to do the fucking shooting and the dying and the killing. Or we will wake up one day and find ourselves fucking digging a ditch to fucking bury ourselves in when they put that 40 caliber hollow point through the back of your fucking head. $21 billion, huh? The report, drawing on a state database, found that Kansas police seized $21.3 million from people in the state between July 2019 and 21. Under civil asset forfeiture laws, police can seize property suspected. Just listen to this. Just listen to this. Now, let's look at this here. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Period. This is the highest law of the fucking land. And here, but under civil asset forfeiture policy, because it is not fucking law, it is corporate fucking policy, these corporate cocksuckers think that they can fucking walk all over our rights with their fucking corporate policies. They need to die. Every corporation needs to be crushed. And all their assets fucking seized, and we need to start over again. With a fucking debt-free currency and a fucking level playing field, and see who ends up with the fucking golden ring then, without the Masonic lodges and without the fucking secret societies and the churches and the elders of the fucking churches get handing out government contracts and shit, joining with the government and via the churches are just as guilty as the goddamn government. for the violations of Article 1 of the fucking Bill of Rights, for the joinder of the two in fucking jurisdictional authority under the goddamn 501c3. They're both guilty. Under civil asset forfeiture laws? What fucking laws? How did you cannot write that law. If it's a law that violates the fucking highest fucking law in this land, you cannot write, it's a policy to begin with. But you cannot write this policy. This policy is a fucking, it's a crime. What you are doing is strong arm robbing people. By definition of the English language. Police can seize property suspected of being connected to criminal activity without charging the owner with a crime. What do I got to say to you people? No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And due process of law entails a fucking goddamn warrant for a fucking to arrest the goddamn money. And you better have a goddamn affidavit attached saying what the fucking crime is. There better be a crime. There better be a fucking victim. Oh, no, we don't need a crime or a victim. We just need a gun to point at you, and we can reach right up your fucking ass and take your goddamn money if we want. Law enforcement groups say it's a vital tool to disrupt drug trafficking and criminal networks, and it also don't do too bad at stuffing your fucking pockets, does it? How are you stopping disrupting drug traffic and criminal networks when you're making no charges, when you're just stealing money, when you're committing fucking grand larceny? You're fucking strong arm fucking robbery. What else? That is exactly what you are fucking doing by definition of my fucking eyes and logic. Networks by targeting their illicit revenues. How can you say it's their illicit revenues? You haven't been charged. How did it get to be their illicit revenues? What's the charge? The charge is we need that. We want that money. That's the charge. We don't have to have a charge. Yes, you fucking do. I mean, this is how dismissed our fucking Bill of Rights has become. Our procedural due process rights are what keep us fucking safe. They're what keep us from fucking being slaves. They're what keep us from being 14th Amendment goddamn fucking subjects, people. However, civil liberties groups, I don't want to hear about no civil liberties groups because it ain't civil liberties. These are goddamn written, this is written fucking law, and it is written as law. It's a bill of fucking rights. It ain't civil liberties. It's not liberties. It's rights. There's a difference. The government grants civil liberties. The fucking nature granted us our fucking Bill of Rights. It's ours because we were born with it. It's just basic fucking rights that you have that nobody can fucking touch. And you have the right to kill them if they try to. Civil liberties group, shove it up your fucking commie ass. News outlets and a broad spectrum of advocacy groups have published numerous reports over the years arguing that asset forfeiture lacks due process protections. Yeah, you're not charging or anything. It most certainly does lack it. There's none at all. I mean, reports over the years arguing, they're arguing that it doesn't have, you didn't charge nobody. Of course it doesn't. It's a blatant violation of the law. It's strong arm fucking robbery by definition of the English language. But I love the way they put that. I've been arguing that asset forfeiture lacks due process protections. And no, there's no due process protection. There is a due process of the law you have to go through if you want to reach an authority to take something from a fucking American national. They always talk about the due process protection. No, it ain't a protection. It is a system that you have to go through that assures that you do not fucking seize somebody's fucking property for just because you want to steal it from them. So you can't be a goddamn roadman, a highwayman. Due process protections and often targets everyday people rather than cartel lords. Oh, no. And the cartel lords, what was his name? I can see his face. Operation fucking Gunrunner. Eric Holder, yes. Who was still in contempt of Congress, and just like Dick Cheney's home to fuck off because he's the fucking drug lord. That's the cartel right there. But do you think these people are ever going to fucking face asset forfeiture fucking laws or anything? Hell no. They're in bed with the cartels. In fact, they let certain cartels just work back and forth so that they can have more control over the drugs coming in and out of this goddamn country. We all know it's true. It's just like the pedophilia across the fucking board. We're fucking allowing this shit. This is why it's going on. Do we have the authority to stop it? You goddamn right we do. We have the obligation to fucking stop it, but are we doing it? Nope, we're allowing it. The AFPF report found that half of all reported seizures in Kansas had a value of $3,100 or less, meaning it would be impractical in those cases, if not a net loss, to hire an attorney to try to recover one's property. It's fucking robbery. By definition, I mean, if you're not going through that due process law in the first place, that's fucking robbery. Because you have no jurisdictional authority to take anything from anybody. That's what the fucking warrant was supposed to be for. That's what the warrant is for. They're just saying, fuck you, we'll just do what we want to do because, you know, we got the guns. We're going to take your fucking guns away. We got these guns with these big banana clips and fucking goddamn drums on them. And we're going to take you, we're going to have you down to a fucking BB gun. Then we'll see some asset fucking forfeiture, won't we? Oh, cause why are you doing it? Well, we want the money. That's why. What the hell do you think? We're fucking criminals. This is blatant criminality right in front of our faces, people, in direct violation of our fucking Supreme Superior Absolute ratified law of December 15, 1791 that cannot be denied. This is the one I always throw out there to people. Argue with that. Try to tell me that they're not committing a crime. That they are not violating that higher law, which is sedition and treason to do so. Civil asset forfeiture laws imperil people's rights to property and due process. No fucking shit. I mean, who is sent to who did this? This is from Reason. Did you figure that out? You have discovered uranium. Of course that's what they do. That's what it was put in fucking place for. It's this exact situation. So the fucking, these criminal fucking, occupation couldn't come in and fucking just fucking walk in your house and take your shit and rape your kids and hack people up and do shit. You had rights. Those rights were won at the end of a gun. A lot of people died getting you those goddamn rights. And you just sit there and you watch it happen, just like with the pedophilia across the goddamn board. We have enough cause right now. I mean, you talk about being on the moral high ground. We have enough cause right now to wipe these motherfuckers out without even, I mean, and do it mean. And still be on the moral high ground because goddamn these son of a bitches should be fucking ripped up. It ain't like they're oopsie-daisying and they just don't understand what they're doing. They understand exactly what they're fucking doing. They're flaunting it. And due process. This is especially true in states such as Kansas where law enforcement receives all the proceeds from forfeited property. You mean you steal something and you get to keep it? It's not forfeited property if you fucking take it, is it? You guys say they call it forfeited. It isn't forfeited. You took it at a barrel of a fucking gun. That's called armed robbery. I love the way they report this shit. You fucking cocksuckers at Reason to better fucking figure out that this is bullshit. It isn't forfeited, is it? I don't know if I pull a pistol and stick it to your fucking head and say, give me your wallet. Did you forfeit it? Or did I fucking steal it from you? Did I take it from you by force? Proceeds from the forfeited property. AFPF Kansas State Director Elizabeth Patton said in a press release, the arrangement creates a compelling profit motive. No. What motive would there be to fucking stealing from fucking people? For doing nothing but sticking a gun and fucking taking what belongs to somebody else away from them. Because that's all they're doing. There's no charges. There's no nothing. It's goddamn. What's the difference of somebody walking up with a fucking pistol and taking your wallet? What's the difference? Oh, he's got a union badge on? That fucking bitch over there with her hand up that other woman's fucking crotch has a goddamn union badge on? That makes the difference because they're a corporation. They think corporations can fucking come in and say, fuck you and your goddamn fucking, your fucking unalienable rights. Fuck you and your jurisdictional authority. You know what? You're saying fuck you to the largest army on this planet. Well, plant your fucking asses, assholes. You're pushing into the jungle. You're going to get hurt. I heard there was an ambush of two cops last night. Wonder what the fuck. They went to a domestic fucking thing. Called into a domestic fucking situation and got fucking wasted them both. Maybe people are getting sick of this shit and it's getting so prominent out there that they're having to report it. People ain't going to take this shit from you. Why should we? You come to our fucking house to kill us? We're going to kill you, you fucking cocksuckers. The arrangement creates a compelling profit motive for law enforcement to seize people's assets. Our analysts of the KBI data calls into question the motivation for most forfeiture activities. It's not forfeiture. It's fucking theft. It is not forfeiture. It is theft. Activities in Kansas to protect public safety or generate revenue. That's the question, huh? Take the 2017 case of Salvador Franco, a Las Vegas resident. After a drug dog alerted on Franco's car, the Kansas Highway Patrol searched it. They didn't find any drugs, but they did find $32,000 in cash under the seat, his seat. Franco said he was. We'll see what Franco said he was in just a moment here. Fucking intermission, I guess. Said he was driving to St. Louis to buy a truck he'd been saving up for. The officer seized Franco's cash, even though they never charged him with a crime. That is absolute, unquestionable violation of the fifth fucking article of the fucking Bill of Rights. And the fucking very fact that they're out there doing that under the pretense of a fucking legitimate jurisdiction when they're working for fucking unions, when they're private fucking fat thieves is what they are, private highwaymen. Well, that's a violation of the whole fucking goddamn deal, isn't it? I mean, you don't have a Bill of fucking Rights, do you? They're going, pull on your Bill of Rights. Give me your fucking money. I'll shoot your ass.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know, everyone knows if you ever dealt with, especially with the Highway Patrol, everyone knows that, you know, they have those dogs to trigger their dogs. You know, they have that where, you know, they can hit something and make the dog just react and be like, oh, he picked up a scent. I mean, this is all it's robbery done in the guise of government. That's all that it is.
Of course it is, but even the dog. Hey, dog, do you have a goddamn search warrant with a affidavit attached? Dog, get that fucking dog out of my car or I'll shoot the son of a bitch. How about that? I don't want you to get away from me.
Yeah, they train those dogs. I think they call them like hits or something like that. But, you know, they train those dogs to get, like, the false accusations or something. Or they may be, you know, drugs they have literally trained those dogs.
Yeah, they've trained them to alert to nothing. It doesn't matter. You're searching my car without a fucking warrant, asshole. Does that dog have a warrant? And then calling that dog a police officer. Well, I'm sorry. That dog's not human. It can't be. I mean, I guess it can be a part of your union because you're all a bunch of fucking dogs. But it ain't no goddamn human being, and it doesn't have the rights of a human being. And you put that nasty fucker in my fucking car, we're going to have a problem. Ain't none of your goddamn business what's in my pockets. Why in the fuck are you even talking to me? You have no jurisdictional authority to talk to me whatsoever. You are an unlawful creation from an unlawful creation from an unlawful creation dating back to 1871, 1878, 1869. And when that dirty son of a bitch, that goddamn fucking Zionist Jew prick motherfucker Lincoln declared martial law in complete violation of the ninth article of the fucking Bill of Rights. The people should have killed every fucking one of them on the spot. Got rid of that god. I mean, you talk about getting rid of this fucking federal government. Oh my god damn you, we can't do that. Yeah, we can. You fucking watch us do it. What has that motherfucker ever done but fucking give fucking god advantage to the goddamn aristocracy that took over? I mean, the same son of a bitches that were fucking the people in the colonies ended up being the fucking goddamn Well, let's declare a king. Who ran against George Washington for fucking president, huh? They were declaring shit. And then they went over to goddamn England and got themselves knighted in the darkest, fucking, deepest, fucking dungeons of the fucking Masonic fucking lodge and came back over here and were corporate lords. And they were going to lord over us. How in the hell did they ever get fucking the authority to fucking sell any of our fucking land or to buy land? Like the Louisiana Purchase or the fucking Purchase of Alaska. Where did they get the fucking authority? Because they can't get it through that fucking Constitution because it was never ratified by we the people. And we the people are the jurisdictional authority of this fucking country. Think we're not? You're going up against our guns again then. The fucking king, King George III, he thought we didn't own this fucking country too. And he ate fucking lead. And that's what you cocksuckers are fixing to do with it just the same. You're going to fucking eat fucking lead. This time though, there ain't going to be no bullshit. It's like this goddamn phony ass fucking international government they're building right now. They're going to just put it up there and go, well, that's the government. No, it ain't. Fuck you. It's in violation of, you are a traitor. You have violated the fucking highest law of this fucking land. And even going over there and talking to those fucking foreigners about our goddamn business and thinking you're going to make goddamn laws with foreigners that are going to violate our fucking rights, you motherfucker. You're going to the goddamn gallows is where you're going. Every fucking one of you. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Seem dumber, and they either wear an R or a D. I gave up on cable, cause you know there ain't nothing to see. The real people with cameras have become the only truth on TV. And it's a shame, cause who's to blame is the biggest criminality. Contracts were made to protect what the creator gave. War is fought, side fought by those who buy and sell the slave. Lies told, face bold to the ones to be convinced they're brave. Once more, that few selects the kids to fill the graves. Well, I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my gun, and I won't shoot you. my rifle means to give it the respect that it needs. Gun control with my pistol means I hit the target and the clip feeds. And my rights from the creator are a no conditions guarantee. No need to push the limit and find out why that's America's creed. I made that promise to the Constitution and what it means. I pledge an oath to allow for what my grandkid will dream. And if I don't have tomorrow, I know they'll find my Browning is clean. Don't come for my gun if you think that I hate all that I've seen. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping. He said, don't come for my dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that healthcare? Can't even say gun. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse protect against wherever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of enemy scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off the grizzly bear that's sleeping. Said, don't come for my gun. And I won't have to do you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was terminally with Don't Come For My Gun. But it's don't come, if that's the only fucking, part of the law you're gonna enforce, I mean, you're kinda narrowing your goddamn prospects, aren't you? Because the Bill of Rights consists of a hell of a lot more law than the enforcement mechanism. There were two enforcement mechanisms. You had your common law courts, which was the peaceful way to do it, and if they fucking tried to take your fucking peace away to do it away from you, you had the second article. Where you take your fucking guns and you take the fucking country back by fucking force and you put it back under the law of the fucking Bill of Rights, the autonomy, the people's goddamn rule. And you hang the fucking traitors. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Hey, Henry. Hey. What Dion was talking about with the, you know, training the dogs and stuff like that. Well, I mean, be honest, there ain't a piece of fiat currency out there that ain't got drugs on it.
Of course.
I mean, there's drugs all over it. Jesus Christ, back in my day, I used to roll a joint with a dollar bill or a $5 bill, 100, you know, whatever it may be. People snort drugs out of those all the time. You're not going to find a clean piece of money. So even if the dog, in fact, can detect the drugs, it doesn't matter. They're going to detect it on anything.
Of course
any
they
bit
are.
Of that.
The bottom line is, they have no right.
I mean, you're right. It's unlawful. It's bullshit. You know, but that dog, I mean, there ain't no clean money out there.
Nope. There ain't a piece of money in this goddamn country that doesn't have cocaine on it.
Ain't that the truth? Or heroin?
Yeah, you know, they train those guys. You know what I mean? They train those dogs, you know, for a false hit, you know. And that's the whole thing about it. They do anything to try to snoop and pry and try to get a case, you know, and try to lock someone up, you know, try to tow a car. You know, and that's why they train those dogs like that, just to try to snoop and pry, just get a false hit. That's all that they do.
The bottom line is you can't use your fucking dog. You don't have a search warrant from a common law court. What in the fuck are you doing even talking to me, asshole? You have a union badge? Shove it up your ass, Walmart employee, because that does not give you jurisdictional authority over me, not one little tiny fucking bit. In fact, what you are doing is violating my fucking right to that fucking jurisdictional authority before I am fucked with. And I have a right to fucking put you down for it. That's what people have got to get through their heads. Go ahead.
That happened to my stepmother after my dad had passed away. She loaned my brother my daddy's truck because he didn't have a vehicle. Well, apparently he didn't have a driver's license. She didn't know. And he tried to turn around to get away from a roadblock and ended up, I don't know, I guess cops alerted, you know, while he's trying to get away. Pulled him over, needless to say. They got him and took him to jail for no driver's license. But then at the same time, they seized my dad's truck. And I called the sheriff's department. This was back when I was back home in Tennessee. And I called the sheriff's department and I said, you know, dude, what's going on? You know, that is not his vehicle. It's registered to my stepmom. It was my deceased father's. And she didn't know he didn't have a fucking license. And, well, sorry, lady. There's nothing that can be done.
Because we got the money, you ain't getting it back. You get your fucking hands on your shit, you ain't getting it back.
No, you ain't, and that's what that article is saying. Especially when it's something like that, you ain't got the fucking money to go hire a goddamn bogus-ass bar attorney and just to get back $3,100. You know, I mean, it's all screwed up. If they want it, they like you say, they're going to do it from the goddamn barrel of a gun. That's what they're doing. They took my daddy's truck, and that I ain't never been pissed off in my life.
Well, the only way it
wasn't like the truck was goddamn worth anything. I mean, you know, it was my dad's truck, so it was important to me.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't like it was a brand new truck. It was an older truck, but you know, and that ain't the point. I mean, the son of a bitch just took it.
Yeah. Without due process of the law. That's why the people fought so fucking hard to get that due process of the law, because this is how they were treated in England. Because the reason they could do it is because they, under that 14th Amendment, you're a subject. And whether right or wrong, upside down or backwards, under that, well, we're taking it under the 14th Amendment because, we've decided to fucking take it. You're a subject. That makes us your fucking sovereign. We can take any, you don't own nothing. We own it all. We're taking it because it's ours already. And that's their fucking attitude. When it cannot be theirs, when they cannot have this kind, they cannot have this unlawful fucking, fraudulent corporate fucking system working in violation of the fucking law. But you, I mean, right then and there, the person has to enact the law, shoot the son of a bitch is dead, because you have every right to protect your goddamn property from fucking unlawful seizure. That is unlawful seizure if ever there fucking was unlawful seizure. I don't have to have a license to go down the goddamn road. I don't have to have your permission to do anything, union man. You fucking private fucking goddamn bully is what you are. You're private fucking thugs. That's what this is. It's like Al Capone's fucking army. Only they wear, you know, they're all wearing the same suit, and that fucking badge is nothing more than a fucking union badge. And they're wearing military insignia, making them a fucking standing army on our goddamn streets. And now they're starting to get fucking ambushed and shot. Well, that's probably a good, because you fucking cocksuckers are not going to run through this country like the goddamn East German Stasi and fucking beat the people down, oppress them, put them in fucking FEMA camps. You're not going to do it. We'll blast your fucking asses, dickweeds. Give it a try. You'll get some of us, but there's so much more of us, we'll wipe your fucking asses off this planet. You'll see if it's worth that fucking check. Well, you know, I go on down in this part. Go ahead. Sorry.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, and another thing, what they do, like you said, you was reading, you know, in that paragraph, you know, when you, if you're an out-of-stater and you have, like, an out-of-state, you know, tag, you know, they get behind you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they get behind you and run your tag and then pull you over. Mm-hmm. And let's say you try to get over where you should have waited 100 feet before you got there. They'll try to find anything, especially if you have an out-of-state tag. You know, I remember when I was just out of high school. I'll never forget this. I was going on a recruiting trip, and I was going out of town, and I got stopped. I mean, I'm talking about, man, they pulled me. I'm talking about they pulled me over for speed. I'm by myself. They pulled me over. I'm like 18, just getting out of high school. And they pulled me over, put the dog. I didn't know any better, man. You know, I'm still freshly brainwashed.
Yep.
And I'm thinking they're able to do this. But I'm like, why y'all have your dog? You know, had the dog going all around my little car. I'm 18 years old, and I'm thinking like, I guess they're able to do this then. And they had their dog just going all around my car, and couldn't find nothing. You know, I mean, it's revenue generating. It's just straight harassment, you know, of an American national. That's all that it is.
You're goddamn right it is.
You know, they do that, too, here, because, you know, like I say, well, y'all know, but if you get into town, we're like 19 miles from the Colorado border. Well, of course, Colorado's got legal weed, and so they will do that shit, too. If they see you, you know, coming from Colorado with a Kansas tag, they will jack with you, thinking that you probably got weed on you. There's been many of them that have got busted that way, you know, and they pull them over. Matter of fact, we had one lady probably about, I don't know, shit, whatever happened to the case, but probably about 5 years back, and they said she was speeding, pulled her over. She did have weed on her, and she was for medicinal purposes. I don't give a fuck what it was for, but it really, she said she had a sick somebody, and they locked her up, put her in the county jail out here, in the city jail out here, and I don't know, she had seizures or something. They wouldn't take her to the they took her to the doctor, the hospital here, and they said, oh, there's nothing wrong with her. Took her back to jail. She died. But it all started over because she had Kansas tags, and they followed her crossing that state line coming out of Colorado. So that was their red flag to pull her over just to see if she had dope. Now, whether or not she was speeding or not, I truly don't know. That's what they said. But, yeah.
Well, the whole thing's a fucking scam. The whole thing is an operation to fucking steal money. Just like the goddamn drug war. It's bullshit. I mean, under the Justice Department's equity sharing program, I mean, this is how deep it goes. But you just take that Bill of Rights, and it simply says you cannot fucking do this. You are violating that fifth article. You cannot say you are not. And you are doing so under color of fucking law. That makes it goddamn sedition. That makes it treason. You trying to overthrow this fucking government? You want a rope around your fucking neck? But under the Justice Department's equitable sharing, listen to this shit, program, federal authorities may adopt state and local civil asset forfeiture cases and pursue them at the federal level. Local police departments corporations partner up, don't they? Departments who partner with the feds feds get to keep up to 80% of the forfeiture, and it's not a fucking forfeiture. It is a goddamn fucking take. You're not forfeiting it. It's being taken from you. Revenue, while the rest goes into the equitable sharing pool. Listen to this. Equitable sharing pool, and is distributed among partner departments around the country. Critics of asset forfeiture say this essentially allows the state and local police to bypass stricter state regulations. And there ain't no fuck state regulations. The fifth fucking article says what you are doing is a goddamn act of sedition. You can be fucking hung. When it goes to fucking court, where's the goddamn fucking, well, you're not going to see one of the Queen's fucking barristers fucking holding up the fucking Bill of Rights Because the Bill of Rights makes the Queen just another cunt over there. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, Henry, you know what? You know what you just did? You just read the pure definition of organized crime.
Yes.
I.e. the government.
It's racketeering. That's exactly what it is. But they wrote the racketeering laws within the fucking administrative admiralty. That's why they're never used on them. That's what they should be getting people like Nancy Pelosi and fucking Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder. All of these people should be getting busted under the goddamn, under their fucking, goddamn, what did I just call it? Racketeering laws, for Christ's sake. Because what they're doing is, this is a racket. They are running a, this, I mean, just what I read right there, that's a racket. That is a play, I mean, that's a set up fucking goddamn a theft ring. And it fucking is absolutely unlawful. You cannot say this is lawful because you have the Bill of fucking Rights right there in your fucking hand, the highest law in this land, that says it is unlawful. But why in the hell is it going on? Where, I mean, well, you ain't going to have no goddamn, you can hire you a $40,000 attorney and he ain't going to hold up that simple fucking document that is the highest law of this land and say you can't do this. They cannot have that. They have to have that 14th Amendment and that goddamn civil fucking, what they want to call it, civil rights bullshit where they grant you rights and immunity. They, if they are granting you, they're not rights. That's just the fucking way it is. We'll grant you privileges and immunities. Shove your privileges and immunities right up your motherfucking goddamn communist fascist fucking asses. We don't need them. We have the fucking law. And you think about it, people. This person that just got fucking ripped off for $43,000 in this fucking article. If the common laws were in place, he would just file a fucking writ, writ and a complaint for fucking highway robbery. And this guy would come in and everybody would be like, who the fuck are you? Well, I got this badge and stuff. I work for a union and, my union says that I can fucking pull you over and take your shit. Your union? What's the name of your fucking union? Cause they're all gonna fucking hang. What you are doing is goddamn fucking sedition, you son of a bitch. And you don't even know that? You have no jurisdictional authority. What you are doing is armed fucking robbery and sedition against the law. It is against the law. Yeah, here's the fucking law right here. You want to read it? Can you read it at a third grade level? Do the words cannot be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law mean anything? Can you figure out what those words mean? And due process of the law is not pointing a fucking gun. If that's due process of the fucking law, then anybody who goes up and armed robs somebody with a fucking gun, hey, they got their due process of the law. I'm doing it just like the goddamn unions are. Why do you think they had that? I mean, that due process was the main fucking thing. That's your main protection. That says that they cannot come at you. They can't come at you like the state, you know, like the big state or the monstrous fucking federal apparatus with all the assets coming down on one fucking person. They can't do it because it has to be mano a mano. It has to be a fucking individual filing by an individual who you're nothing more than a fucking another person. I don't care how much fucking money you got. I don't care how much fucking wealth you weld. Well, we will pick a jury of my peers and your peers, and half of them are going to be goddamn prostitutes and ditch diggers. And those prostitutes and ditch diggers are not going to go along with you fucking with my fucking rights. And nobody else is going to go along with you fucking with them fucking rights, because if they did, if they were your buddies and they were rich and they were saying, yeah, it just should be all right for him to fucking violate that law. Well, you know what, buddy? You're under arrest. I'm arresting you for the same charge I have on him. Sedition against the fucking Bill of Rights. You just said it was okay to violate it. Bailiff, take that son of a bitch into goddamn custody. We need another juror. That's how that shit would work. They couldn't get away with it, and they know it. The fucking Bill of Rights was written fucking perfectly. It was written so it could not be cracked. But we have to fucking enforce it. We do. You have to put yourself to the fucking hazard. You got to imagine the trouble they're having with these fucking faggots with the high heels and stuff, getting them to put themselves to the hazard for the fucking army pay. You're going to go after, you're going to go into that goddamn boar's nest, that fucking jungle on army pay after your own fucking people. And you're going to be in the goddamn wrong. I mean, if there can't be no lower low ground, then what you're going to be walking on. And when every time you're destroyed, there's going to be applause across this goddamn country. And you fucking know it. They are in between a rock and a hard place. That's why they're starting to build this new government out of Davos. And then fucking having it based in the fucking Ukraine. That's why they're building their new world order fucking goddamn government. Shove it up your ass. I will not bay one dictate by some motherfucker that when you went over there and talked with that foreign king about my goddamn business, you weren't representing me, motherfucker. You were committing treason and sedition, and you know it. That is a blatant act of fucking treason, and it's a hangable offense. And so your ass is fucking bought nothing but a fucking rope. Because that's what you got coming to you, is a fucking rope. That's treason. You don't do it. All fucking goddamn laws for this fucking country, there ain't no laws for this fucking country, all policies that this country's bitches that are supposed to be our fucking servants are supposed to operate under, because I'm not gonna even entertain that. Fuck that goddamn constitution. It never fucking existed. It was never ratified by the people. It is not the consent of the people for their rule. So that all we have is the fucking Bill of Rights, and nobody's ever going to convince me we ever needed that goddamn Constitution, or even the fucking goddamn Confederation. It was just the rich getting together to pool their fucking money, and so that they could make sure that they ended up in control of the fucking goddamn higher offices. Just like I said, who ran against George Washington? No fucking body. And doesn't that bother you at all? I guess there was no government. Well, there was a government in place. Who did Cornwallis surrender that sword to? What did he do? Did he surrender it to the people? If he surrendered it to the people would have had to elect a leader, wouldn't they? But one was appointed by, who were these people? A Congress? They called himself a Congress and a Senate, and they appointed a fucking president? Really? Don't sound quite right, does it? That's what you get when you entertain the notion that you can fucking create a government in the middle of a fucking uprising of the people. It's bullshit. It's been bullshit. And they got their bullshit in place real fucking quick. Because they wanted to start stealing right out the fucking gate. They have stole so much from us people. If you could just comprehend it. I could tell you huge numbers. But huge numbers mean nothing. If you could just step back and look at it. You would rip their fucking guts out. It's like Georgie Bush said when he got caught on the fucking hot mic. If they knew what we were doing, we'd be hanging on the goddamn lamppost down the street. He said that, and it's a goddamn truth. Well, let's see what, here we go. Republicans, see, there's Democrats and Republicans. We're Democrats. You stupid fucking fools. Is there any individuals out there? Oh no, I'm a party member, just like the Communist Party. I let other people do my thinking for me because I'm too fucking dim-witted to fucking look at the issues and do it for myself. I go along with what the fucking majority of the people in my fucking clique go along with. And they make sure that I fucking, that I do okay. Because that's who fucking rises. And the people that are too fucking stupid to think for themselves. That's who they want to have the fucking more power. That's who they want to have the more fucking goddamn wealth. Let other people fucking think for them. Because they're that goddamn stupid and they're that fucking, you're fucking worthless. You're a member of a political party, you are fucking worthless. You can't think as an individual. That's what you're telling the fucking world. You are a cull. You're a worthless motherfucker. That's what you are. Republican donors tell GOP leaders to back open borders and mass amnesty to ease inflation. Now see, if you're a party member, you're going to go for that. I mean, you're sitting there looking at something that is fucking, it's a cannot be. It's a cannot be. When the sun is up there in the fucking sky, and fucking, it cannot be dark. It's got to be light because the light's shining. This is a cannot ease inflation.
Go ahead, brother.
I mean, Henry, you know, that makes no sense. I mean, what type of sense does that even make?
None.
You're drowning. We're drowning. Let's put 50-pound weights on you and put you on down at deeper in the water.
There you go. Throw me a fucking rock. That's what they're saying here. What theory are they going to work under?
How would that even help?
What theory are they going to
work? How would it help?
I don't know what theory. Maybe that supply and demand thing? Wouldn't that be a theory that it would fucking... But then, wait a minute, you have to have a supply, but what you really want to do here, as I read the article, I always read the articles ahead. What they really want to do here is they want to get that guy, they want them Doc in here so that they can replace all of these Americans who do, we read the thing yesterday about Americans just walking off from it. I'm not going to work like a goddamn slave for half my fucking pay so that I can kiss your fucking ass and you can tell me what to do. I mean, we're not playing that game. But you watch when these fucking scabs, these DACA scabs, that's what these are talking about. You know, making them available for the fucking industry. You know, it's more corporate fucking welfare because we've been paying for these pricks. We paid to fucking raise them. We paid to fucking educate them. We paid to fucking feed them. We paid to house them. That's called subsidizing the fucking goddamn industry in this country. And now they'll be fucking good corporate fucking slaves, the kind of slaves they want. The kind that keep their fucking mouth shut and they're getting fucking $5 more an hour than they'd ever get in fucking Mexico, but the money ain't worth shit. And even a $15 fucking minimum wage is not even enough to starve to death in this country. We went over that yesterday. But that's why they want them in here. But like I said, you fucking political party, you are dumb. You are fucking dumb. You're dumber than a fucking red brick. And you are part of the fucking reason that this country's in the fucking condition it's in. Because, I didn't even read the platform. I just voted a straight Republican ticket. And I'm proud of a Republican, you see. I'm a Republican. Or I'm a Democrat. I got a straight Democrat ticket. Because I believe in the Democrat. What exactly is your party? Well, I don't know. What's their platform? What platform? I mean, this is how fucking dumb people are. You wonder why we're in the fucking mess we're in? But there are people out there and still in the jungle who aren't that fucking stupid and who are not going to take the fucking leavings of these motherfucking dead-headed, fucking dumbass, motherfucking party, fucking ass-sucking stupid asses. Give it up. You're not going to get shit. Anyway, that's enough for one day. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, just try to get through it until you can do something about it. But be thinking about doing something about it all the fucking time because there are people out there doing shit about this. They're not going to tell you about it, but there are people out there doing it. And that is the Word from the Trenches.